Hello and welcome to the ICIS Chemical Podcast. My name's Matt Tudball. I'm Senior Editor for Recycling here in Europe, and I'm joined today by Caroline Murray, who is a Senior Editor for Virgin PET. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
All right, just trying to understand what's going on in these markets these days.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully you and I will go through that today, give a bit of clarity of what's going on with the virgin PET and how that might actually impact the recycled PET markets, who are watching the virgin markets very closely right now. So without further ado, Caroline, what is going on in the virgin markets right now?
Well, from what I can gather, the hot topic is container space. It's really tight. Freight costs have gone through the roof. I've been told it's gone up threefold, even fourfold since the beginning of the year. Virgin PET prices have bottomed out, essentially. But I think it sounds like the situation is temporary, basically.
Okay, yeah. No, it's very interesting, actually, because obviously your virgin PET prices have been bringing down the recycled PET flake prices, because there's seen quite a lot of substitution away from the recycled PET flake back to virgin, because obviously it's been cheaper and it's better quality. So with your prices reaching the bottom, do you think this is a temporary thing? Or because obviously this time of year, demand's not all that great. So what's a bit different this year compared to normal years?
Well, loads is different this year. But what I think is happening is that this container space story is likely to last through into the new year. People have mentioned the Lunar New Year as a time when container space will sort of normalize. I've heard March and I've heard April mentioned as well. So it sounds like we've got a fair few months ahead of this situation carrying on, because it's basically been a story of congestion, I would say. Most of the container sector on the to and from Europe on those routes, that's owned by a handful of companies. So that's one point to consider. There's also the fact that because of COVID, a lot of the container capacity was offline, and we spoke to a senior analyst from Clarkson's today. He mentioned 12% of the global container capacity being offline in June. So there's also the fact that with the pandemic, I guess Asia kind of recovered, if you like, better and earlier than the West did. So there were some full containers that were leaving Asia, going to the West, and then from the West, they'd go back to Asia empty. So we've got a lot of containers stuck in distribution chains, congestions everywhere, delays, the manpower obviously is depleted massively. So that's also another reason. There's a lot of reasons out there, probably stemming essentially from all the traumas coming from coronavirus. So is this something that you've heard or that has been mentioned in the recycled market?
Yes, it has. I mean, obviously, as I mentioned, the recycled market for the last year in particular has been really watching the virgin market, because obviously when coronavirus hit, or even before, when the virgin PET prices were coming down in Europe, as I said, this kind of brought down the recycled flake prices, the colourless flake in particular, because a lot of people moved away from their recycled contents back to virgin because it was so much cheaper. But I think now, so I mean, if we look back at May, for example, I think the colourless flake prices then were about 30% higher than the virgin PET prices. But now obviously we've seen a slight increase on the virgin PET prices because exactly of the reasons you've given. So that margin's now, or that spread's narrowed from about 30% to about just under 12%. So I think from the recycled side, they'll be watching to see if this increase is going to carry on, or if you, like you said, maybe it is just a temporary thing. So my guys in the recycled sector, they'll be watching this. But I think at the same time, there's this sense of coronavirus hanging up everything right now. So the virgin PET prices, but in my recycled world, coronavirus is the other unknown factor. And I mean, when we look ahead to next year, now is the quieter time for recycled material. There's probably a bit less material being bought than normal. Some of the big serve bottles, you know, your 2 litre bottles, kind of the sales go up ahead of Christmas, but generally the recycled content demand has been a bit off. But what's been quite interesting for me is that there's the demand's varied quite considerably across the sectors and across the regions in Europe. So say automotive in some Eastern European countries has been much better than expected, even with the second round of coronavirus. But then other sectors, like in Germany, we've heard flake sellers there putting material into stock because they don't want to sell at prices lower than they have to. And their customers also have quite a lot of stock, you know, both in terms of the recycled flake, but also in terms of their end products. And I'll throw a question out to you. And in terms of your demand from the packaging sector, I mean, have your Virgin PET contacts given any ideas about where they see demand growing or possibly even falling over this time with this second lockdown?
Yeah, well, the first lockdown, if I could just take you back in time, was actually, relatively speaking, good for PET. Everyone went crazy with their panic buying. We all bought our bottled water and food and, you know, packaged food, etc. And yeah, like I say, panic buying. This time round, it's been a very different story. And I wonder, had there not been any issues with container space, if we'd be seeing a similar situation that we're seeing today, because demand has improved with the euphoria of, you know, potential vaccines, light at the end of the tunnel, etc. It has improved, but it's still down massively. You know, lockdowns are in place, so it's still down massively. And the hospitality sector, obviously, you know, tourism is just dead, and that really boosts PET demand in Europe, at least, even in terms of people buying clothes and polyester, etc. I think that demand has increased, but it's still, you know, it's still low. It's also the low season. I mean, we've got Christmas coming up, so there might be a little bit of a boost there. Lockdowns coming to an end, and, you know, in some European countries, so again, a little bit of a boost there. But essentially, demand is not great. It's kind of opaque as well, a little bit, because of this situation with the container space. It feels like suddenly everyone wants PET, but really, you know, I spoke to someone today, a producer, who said that he could sell, if he had it, he could sell 7 or even 10,000 tons immediately into Central Europe. That's big volumes, and wouldn't normally be happening right now. But people are really missing out on their imports. They're worried about prices going up and prices having bottomed out. So there is this element of demand that isn't necessarily consumers like you or I, but it's, you know, more people who are worried about missing the boat, literally, in terms of prices as well. There's also been a big shutdown season, actually, this autumn/winter for PET plants. It's been longer than normal, and that has partly been because, again, a lack of manpower. So not being able to have, you know, 300 people on a site means that it takes longer to perform the maintenance, and therefore the startup is delayed. And that certainly happened to Indorama, the global major producer of PET. They have a plant in Rotterdam which is down, and one line should be coming up this week, and it should be back apparently by the 11th of December as a whole plant. But, you know, that's delayed. That should have been up in November originally. So there is this idea that Europeans might not have additional capacity because they've had all these shutdowns. That customers may have been buying hand to mouth because, you know, prices were going down, and they were keen to take the opportunity, but now they're probably a bit more exposed. Regions like Italy, which are very heavy on the imports, you know, they're now very exposed to risk with delayed vessels, etc. So There is this idea that demand is there, but perhaps not necessarily from the end user all the time. Yeah, so apparently the party's over for buyers was one of the sellers' quotes this morning. But yeah, how long for, really? And also, not all buyers. I mean, lots of the people also talk about stocks being high and inventories being high because of the end product, because they haven't been able to sell to people like you and I, Matt. We must do more. So yeah, that's the story really from Virgin PT.
And it's interesting, I think, because on my side, and a couple of the things you touched on there is kind of relevant for Recycle PT as well. And I think talk of the vaccine, there's hope, you know, because obviously with your Virgin market, the bottling season kicks off, and then obviously that causes demand for the Recycle market as well, because more brands are putting more recycled content into their bottles, into their preforms. So I think some people are hopeful, but when I say hopeful, I think they're probably a bit more pessimistic than optimistic, that the vaccine, talk of the vaccines, talk of you know, these being rolled out across Europe in time for the bottling season is giving a little bit of hope. But of course, you know, we're talking millions and millions of people needing to be vaccinated, and whether or not that's done in time for the tourism, like you say, to pick up, holidays to pick up, and therefore more on the go packaging being consumed, we have to wait and see, because that, certainly for our pet, and I'm sure with Virgin, that's been one of those areas that's been hit by lockdowns and people staying at home. But I think as well, what's also interesting from the recycled side, which might not be too much good news for the Virgin PET side, though, is certainly in Southern Europe, I had a conversation with some suppliers into the Southern European market, so like Spain and Italy. And we've had talk of these virgin plastics taxes, these 450 euro per ton virgin plastics taxes due to come in Spain and Italy on the 1st of July, 2021. The Italian one's been postponed twice already, so I think there's quite a few question marks over this. But nonetheless, there's some element potentially of some pre-buying activity here now with our pet flake, because in theory, if these virgin taxes come in, you need to pay a 450 euro per ton tax on your product if it doesn't have recycled content in it. I think I know in the UK that recycled content is 30%, but Italy and Spain, I'd have to double check, to be honest. But the idea is then, even if PET demand is perhaps lower because of tourism, because of coronavirus, you know, if the markets haven't returned to normal by summertime, the recycled demand might actually increase, because what we have certainly seen is the brands like Nestle in the UK, Britvic in the UK, PepsiCo in Germany, they've all kind of come out recently and said, we're going to put 100% recycled content in our Buxton bottles in the UK, in the PepsiCo and Britvic bottles in Germany, in the UK. And even Coca-Cola have said locally produced bottles in the Netherlands and in Norway will contain 100% rPET. So the recycled PET demand may grow, even if the virgin PET demand into the bottle sector stays kind of where it is. But I think, you know, ultimately, as I'm sure everyone listening and yourself and myself would agree, is that with coronavirus, it's added so much uncertainty that really all we can say is, these are what people think may happen, but we have to wait and see. And I think that, for me, has been the phrase of the year. Let's wait and see.
Yeah, remember pre-COVID, it was all about the war on plastic. I mean, all about that. So I'm fully expecting that to return. I mean, it never went away, but, you know, obviously been overshadowed. And yeah, the tax issue is just another element of uncertainty, I think, for these markets. They're, you know, PET is always on a roller coaster. It's always throwing out surprises. Every year there's something new. It's quite exciting. But yeah, I must say that really the issue of demand is just underlying everything right now, and no one really knows what's going to happen. And the tax issues, the levies, the new regulations, I mean, you know, we need to know more about how they're going to work as well. So I think next year sounds like it's going to be hopefully a better year all round for everybody. I mean, I'm not expecting to see anything, you know, going through the roof necessarily, but, you know, you just never know with these markets.
Very true. Very true. Yep. And I think I'll just very quickly finish off by touching on that EU charge you mentioned. So that 800 euro per ton EU charge on non-recycled plastics waste. Again, you're absolutely right. There's such a big question mark around that. I mean, we are sitting here 26th of November, the end of November, and we're a month away from the implementation date of 1st of January 2021. And I think, you know, myself, my colleague Mark Victory on recycled polyolefins, and Helen McGee, our senior analyst on recycling, we don't expect anything drastic to happen in the next month or so. We will obviously be watching and waiting for the EU to give better guidance and instructions on this, and then for the member states to implement and collect this charge as they see fit. But I think, you know, my kind of personal view is that this might not be until probably towards the end of the year next year that we get some clarity. I may be completely wrong.
Well, don't even get me started on Brexit. I mean, talking about clarity, I mean, how did we forget to even mention Brexit?
Well, I think, yeah, true. Very good point.
Talking from the island itself.
Yeah. And I mean, I think just again, briefly on Brexit, I think from the recycled side, there are supplies in the UK. There's the domestic waste in the UK. That £200 tax I mentioned, which due to come in on April 2022, should encourage some more recycling. But you know, recyclers that I speak to here are not too concerned, I think, about availability of material right now. It might change in 12 months, but Brexit to them is almost, it sounds bad, but a bit of an afterthought to coronavirus. And I don't know if you see the same on the virgin PET side.
Yeah, I have to say, the mentioning Brexit and going back to the beginning, if I may, Matt, the British ports, I understand, are also really clogged up. And part of the reason for that is the PPE, the personal protective equipment, that the basically the British government bought loads of it, and they don't have warehouses to store them. So they're basically in containers piled up at the ports, and that's causing congestion too. So I've totally taking you down another road. Sorry about that, Matt, and can't remember your question.
Oh no, it was just if whether or not the virgin markets have also, have they started pre-buying because of Brexit, or do they feel Brexit isn't big?
Well, issue. Some have, but I have spoken to customers who say that they've been told that the market in the UK, there is plenty of stock, basically, and they've been told not to worry. We have a plant, Alpec, in the UK, and they're actually shutting down one of their older lines, which is quite a big deal, really. But still, like I say, customers have said that they've been told that there was plenty of material. I must add, that was before the sort of, you know, big, before this vessel space and container space became a massive deal, which, I mean, it started in about sort of, I suppose, October, but it's only in relatively recent weeks that it's become such a hot topic.
So again, I guess we are sitting here waiting to see what happens next, which, just as I said, seems to be the phrase of the year for me. So I think, I mean, that was very interesting points and very interesting conversation. So from my side on the recycle PET, yeah, we'll be watching your side on the virgin PET to see if your prices do keep going up or if they stay a bit more stable. And my recycle guys will be watching that activity very closely, I'm sure.
Let's see who wins.
Well, thank you very much, Caroline. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
And to you, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And for more information, please do visit icis.com.